Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Countrywide staff pays the price.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Apparently, the nation's biggest mortgage lender is getting smaller. The Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that Countrywide has started laying people off. The job cuts are in Countrywide's full spectrum unit. It handles loans between prime and subprime. We don't know yet how many people will lose their jobs. Countrywide shares have been tanking, but they had a little bounce on Friday, and today the overseas markets are rebounding. Japan's Nikkei gained 3%. That's its best day in a year. European shares are higher so far. Friday, the Dow shot up 233 points. It's back above 13,000. The NASDAQ climbed 53. The S&P 500 was up 34. Still, all three indexes lost value for the week. Today, President Bush meets with the presidents of Mexico and Canada. They'll be talking trade, travel, and border security. People are calling this gathering the Three Amigos Summit. But I don't know how friendly it will actually be. Dan Gretsch has more from our America's desk at WLRN.
The nasty debate over illegal immigration in the U.S. has turned off Mexico, and America's new passport rules have rankled Canada. So don't expect a love fest in Quebec today, says Michael Shifter with the Inter-American Dialogue, a think tank in Washington, D.C.
It's hard to see that a lot of progress is going to be made on pushing integration, either on economic issues or immigration. Those are kind of stuck.
But Shifter does see one area where Mexico and the U.S. may see eye to eye.
The anti-drug aid package.
Where it is the U.S. is willing to increase anti-drug funding from the present $16 million to $400 million.
You have spreading criminality and disorder and violence in Mexico. That certainly is not good for U.S. economic interests, for investment and trade.
A plan could be announced as early as today. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Massachusetts is trying to do something special by getting all its people health care coverage. And by most accounts, the board overseeing the plan is doing a bang-up job. But radical experiments don't work for everyone. Older people are getting a radical sticker shock. Helen Palmer reports from our health desk at WGBH.
When the board put together Massachusetts' new health coverage, it did its level best to make insurance both affordable and financially sound. That means they need young people, who typically have few health costs, to sign up. Their premiums are fairly low, about $170 a month. But older people face much higher rates.
The lowest cost plan available to someone who's age 56 and above, for example, is around $350 a month in premiums.
Deborah Bander is the state director for Seniors Group AARP. She says on top of the premium, out-of-pocket costs can be 20% of any medical bills. AARP and other patient organizations want the board to make some changes.
Yes, we would like them to take a second look at how they define affordability.
The board wants to see how things go this first year before it revamps the coverage options. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
I want to share a story this morning that illustrates just how fragile life on Wall Street is right now. Between July 2005 and July 2006, a hedge fund called Sowood Capital gave investors a fat 16% return. But this July, literally in a few days, the whole hedge fund collapsed. It lost $1.6 billion of investors' money. Sowood was run by a guy named Jeffrey Larson, a highly touted money manager. Larson isn't talking, but the Boston Globe just did a story about him. Globe reporter Chris Rowland joins us. Chris, what exactly happened last month?
Well, basically what happened was they had made a lot of bets in the credit markets, corporate debt and bond derivatives. And when the subprime industry began to melt down, that had ripple effects throughout corporate debt. Mm-hmm. And so the holdings that Sowood had in corporate bonds plunged in value. And that caused So with big problems because they were heavily leveraged. They had borrowed heavily to make all their purchases of corporate bonds. And so they kind of went into a death spiral. They didn't have enough money to pay lenders back. They, you know, they had margin calls, and they just had a sort of a toxic meltdown over 1 week time.
One thing that strikes me about this story is that Jeffrey Larson was not a Gordon Gekko character, as is cited in your article, bravado and all that. He was very conservative.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in the Midwest. He came from River Falls, Wisconsin, which is, you know, only about 30 miles from St. Paul, which is where he went to college. People I talked to out in Wisconsin and Minnesota said that, you know, he's a very likable fellow. And he wasn't, you know, really rolling the dice big all the time. I mean, he was, you know, a fairly prudent investor. But the thing is what happened here, his hedge fund was only about 3 years old. Perhaps he was trying to shoot the lights out and using a large amount of leverage to do it. And that's what got him into trouble.
All we've heard about the last couple of years is hedge funds and how great they are for alternative investments, pension funds getting into them. And, the you know, there's risk, obviously, but there's a huge upside. This kind of points out the risk in a
yeah.
big way.
Well, right. So, you know, the market seems to be behaving in a certain way where, you know, credit spreads are very stable for 3-5 years. And people forget what happened just as recently as the late 90s when, you know, credit can go south and people just get a little greedy and they start like really going for it and they get bitten.
Are you hearing from investors about this story and how it might be a good lesson learned?
The people who I hear from that this is a lesson learned are the consultants, but the investors themselves are frankly embarrassed and they are not stepping forward to talk and say, oh yeah, we were gambling in an imprudent fashion with our money.
All right. Chris Rowland from the Boston Globe. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
While we're on the subject of hedge fund managers, Jim Cramer had a heck of a career in hedge funds. Now he's jumping up and down and screaming on CNBC. But today's issue of Barron says viewers could do better than heed Cramer's stock picks. Yes, they're up 12% over the past 2 years, but the Dow was up 22% and the S&P 500 16%. Still, the article does note that Cramer's advice is generally smart. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.